push it.
Push it real good. Push it real good. Push it. Push it. Was he even saying push it, or was he going push it? Push it. This is what sounded like he was saying.
Bullshit.
I didn't hear the, I always hear the, bullshit. That's all like, I ever heard.
Bullshit?
No, it sounds like bullshit. He just says bullshit instead of like push it.
Push it.
Bullshit.
No.
Dum-dum-dum-dum. Bullshit.
No. Oh, shit.
That could be what he's saying.
Pussy real good. I thought they were saying, pussy.
Pussy mm-mm. Real good.
Pussy. The pussy real good.
That's probably the original version.
That's why I was like, ooh, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Get up on this.
Oh, I will.
See? If it was some pussy real good.
Remix it, man.
So fuck Patrick won't texting me and shit. Out what? Chilling at the park. Nigga, chill your ass at home. Come chill with this dog.
Oh, he left the dog stranded today, didn't he?
You left the dog food and water on top of the trash cans.
He thought the dog was just gonna go up there and get it. The dog was gonna make his own plate.
He died from
thirst.
Heat stroke.
Keep on stroking. Oh. Man.
Told him the dog died from a heat stroke.
That's messed up, man.
Hey. Shit.
That's it? Hey, hey shit.
Shit. Huh? You know, if he'd have been over here handling his business. Okay. The dude has to, he's trying to go to the service, right?
Yeah.
They need him to gain weight. I gave him an hour long just information, helpful information that would help him succeed in his quest. He's mm-hmm. underweight, and they keep weighing him in. I'm like, Patrick, you got to eat and you got to chill.
Right.
Why is he outside at the park?
Why that was yesterday. Why would he have to chill?
Okay, because he's not eating enough. And he's outside ripping and running when his metabolism is skyrocketing.
But he doesn't eat at all.
Okay, he ate breakfast and he hasn't been home for lunch or dinner. Well, that's and he ain't got no money.
Well, that's why you should do the Air Force. You ain't got to worry about getting bigger. You just got to, you know.
You still got to enter. You got to enter boot camp.
You just got to have the brain for it.
Everybody has to go to boot camp, and you got to qualify to get into boot camp.
But I believe the Air Force qualifications are different than Army qualifications.
No, boot camp. Is not Army, Navy, Air Force. It's
not
boot
the
camp.
Same. It's not the same boot camp.
It is the same. Everyone is in one boot camp, and then they branch off and go.
From what I've known, they don't go to the same boot camp. Army goes to their boot camp, which is usually in the South, like Alabama or something like that.
No. Boot camp is boot camp.
I don't know.
I know this.
How do you know this?
Well, Shakir, one of my best friends, was a National Guard. He's the one who explained to me that.
That's the National Guard.
Boot camp was a boot camp, and then from there you got Marines, Army, Navy, then you had extensive training after that for those particular
maybe for that's where you was going. Never asked my family about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Be sure.
Not to ask them. That was National Guard though.
Motherfucker need to gain weight is what I'm saying. He need to be 130 pounds.
And how much is he now?
He's like 125.
How old is he?
17.
Damn. I was like 165.
We buy you potatoes and meat and shit, and then he.
You sound angry.
Take off, huh?
You sound angry, like
because he don't listen.
He won't finish it.
He don't listen.
He don't want to gain weight. He just wants it to come to him.
That's what he want for everything in his life. For the shit to just come. Man, let's get off the subject. God damn.
You angry?
Bite this mic.
Go ahead. Get it out.
Oh man, these kids. They just, you know.
What's wrong with the kids, man?
They don't listen. Damn sure don't learn.
Did your generation listen?
Nope.
Well, kids is kids.
Yeah, but I'm the father now.
Mm-hmm.
Enduring this bullshit.
Looking back at the... Like, last week, I was listening to you, Squeak, and Tiffany, listening to y'all talk. Y'all sound like a bunch of just old people.
We are a bunch of just old people.
No, just the way. And the way these kids wear their pants. And the way they do this. The way they do that. Just shaking my head like, Oh, they talk about whatever bae means. What did you say bae meant?
It was some bullshit when they figured it out what it was. I don't remember what the definition was, but it wasn't babe or baby.
I mean,
it was like
whatever you wanted to be.
It was like a nipple or some shit, like a cow's nipple or some shit.
Oh, that's your nipple.
The bae.
That's your nipple. What they trying to say?
You condoning it?
I don't care.
This is the Patrick and Jerome show. I'm Patrick.
Yeah, you already know who I am.
A young buck trying to talk shit about.
Talk shit about what?
Shit you don't know about.
Like what?
Having children.
What does that have to do with anything?
It has everything to do with anything.
That doesn't mean I don't understand.
But you dogging us as a, you on they side.
Of course.
You closer to our side than they side.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I'm 28, so am I closer to you?
Yeah, nigga, that's almost 30.
So I'll be closer to you.
You're closer to a parent than you are a child.
How old are you?
You know how old I am. We go through this shit every fucking show.
How old?
14.
Two.
No, just 40, motherfucker. All right, cool.
Understandable.
Hate you.
You don't have to hate me.
I do, though.
No, you don't. Otherwise, you wouldn't have me on this show.
On this? It's our show. How the fuck I can't have you on it?
It's your house.
The show must go on, whether I hate you or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Jerome.
What's up with this driving thing? Like,
what you mean?
Like, so since I've known this gentleman, I think he's been in a vehicle of mine maybe one time. And any other time we go somewhere, we always in your vehicle.
Everybody's always in my vehicle.
What is up with that? Like, you don't try, you scared of other people driving?
First of all, I don't really like other people driving.
Why not?
I just don't.
You nervous?
No, I just don't.
You don't want them to drive because your life is in their hands.
Yeah.
But it's okay for our lives to be in your hands.
It doesn't have to be. Just don't get my car.
But that's not, that's how trust is a two-way street.
Okay.
You don't like that street?
Nope.
This is some fucked up shit. This is some fucked up shit.
Stay on my street.
So we going to the gym yesterday, and
I've let Mike drive, but it was his car.
Why the fuck? And that bothers me. Why the fuck you let Mike drive, but I can't drive?
It was his car, and we was going to California.
It's my car, and we can go to the gym or to the store.
If it was your car, and we were going to California in your car, then I will let you drive.
I'm not asking you to let me drive your car.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
You're saying because it was a distance trip.
It was a distance trip.
That he happened to.
And it was his car.
How do we know we gonna ever be together somewhere driving on a long distance trip?
All you gotta do is plan it.
Why we can't just go to Circle K down the goddamn street and I can drive us there?
Well, then I'll drive.
Why do you have to drive?
Because I like driving.
I like driving too.
Well, then you can get in your car, I'll get in my car, and we can drive together.
We did that yesterday.
Yeah.
To prove a motherfucking point. Since you don't trust me, I don't trust you.
That's fine by me. I'm not even bothered.
That's fine
by
you? Why is that fine by you?
Because I'm not bothered by it.
You should be bothered.
Why?
Because it's trust.
Okay.
I realize now that you don't trust me.
I do trust you.
You bullshit.
Certain things.
I call bullshit.
No, certain things.
You know, there ain't no half trust.
Yeah,
trust is
you.
Motherfucking trust.
Hey, I trust you.
Trust me with what, nigga?
I mean, being around my woman. Well, trust you with that. Trust you not to steal.
Because you know I'm not going to fuck your woman or steal something. But hey, you don't know that I'm not going to get in a car accident with you?
Hey, I don't know, man. My life's in your hands, man.
But your life, my life is in yours.
I don't even like my life being in, flying. I don't like getting on buses. I don't like, nothing is not really in my control.
The flying thing I agree with, because number one, we don't ever meet this motherfucker that's toting us from in the air.
Yeah, you never see him.
Never see him.
Especially if you're late.
We see motherfucking representatives.
I mean, I can at least see the bus driver.
Like, you can see him.
Yeah.
When you look in that direction.
There he is.
But
black dude with a hat.
He even got the door closed. He wanted to let you see him.
Shut on you.
He probably got good air conditioning.
Air closed, too.
The fresh peanuts and all that shit.
Yeah. And when the shit goes down, like if there was like a zombie thing happened, that door staying closed, man. You ain't getting in there.
It's locked.
No. Just the stewardess can, I don't even know if the stewardess can get in there now. Are they called stewardess now? Is that what they're still called?
Flight attendants,
whatever they're called. What the fuck is a stewardess then?
Same sandwich.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah.
Alright.
Fuck him.
Yeah, nah. No, you right.
No, but fuck you too then.
What?
Because like, this ain't, no, don't try to, you motherfucker, try to Jedi me, but I'm a Jedi too.
I didn't Jedi you.
You're trying to change that
shit. That's just the mind, your memory's gone.
Why?
Old age.
Why can't you drive with me?
I have driven with you before.
And you must not have liked that experience or something, because
no, we've driven
since then, it ain't never happened again.
Okay, where is your car usually when I come over?
In the garage.
Where is mine?
In my driveway.
Exactly.
It makes sense.
That's why I always drive.
No, you position that situation.
How do I position it? Do I come over and be like, I'm going to wait till he puts his car in the garage?
Motherfucker, you have said to me that you don't trust people driving.
I don't like people driving.
Because you're worried about what they might do.
Yeah.
You rather the situation be in your hands.
Exactly.
To decide, to be the deciding factor on some what if shit.
Yeah.
That's not trust.
I didn't say it was trust. I said I trust you, but just not when it comes to driving.
What kind of shit is that?
Good shit.
That's not good shit.
It's my shit.
Because that means there's that probably opens Pandora's box to all other untrustful things you don't trust about a motherfucker.
No, I just don't like other people driving. Like, we can keep dancing around this. I just don't like other people driving.
Period,
blank. There's just certain people, I mean.
Certain people that you do trust and yeah, certain people you don't.
And I can say.
Ain't that a bitch?
My dad. Because I've driven with him for years. So just, and he drives old. I don't, not my mom's, nah. No, hell no. Not my brother either. It's just my pops. That's about it.
You need a shrink.
That I sit down and be like, all right, cool. Let's
you need
let's
a shrink and some Dramamine is what you need.
I don't need a shrink. I've been in a car accident before from somebody else.
That's what the fuck it is, ain't it?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Well, we was coming out.
Did you scream?
No, I didn't see it. We got hit and all I felt was the car flip.
Were you asleep? Did you wait?
No, I was looking toward the right.
You were conscious to the whole thing.
I was looking toward the right, and we got hit on the left side. So, like, he was crossing the street to go to the other side.
The car flipped?
Yeah. I mean, was looking to the right, and we got hit. Boom, and then we flipped.
Did you have your seatbelt on?
Of course.
How many motherfucking flips?
I don't know, but I know it was more than once.
And you got out unscathed?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Who was that? Who was that human that was driving?
One of my old friends.
That's motherfucking done fucked it up for everybody.
My old friends.
Well, I get it now. Shit, I wouldn't get in the.
But even before then, I still didn't really care for people driving.
And the first time you let a motherfucker do it.
First time I let somebody drive, they fuck up. Yes, yeah.
Oh, shit. Howard Hughes ass, paranoid ass motherfucker. Now nobody can drive you nowhere.
Yeah, I am paranoid, though. Did I put this in there? Yeah, I did. No, you put this in there.
I put it in there. I know what the fuck I'm doing.
We're talking about the mic, by the way, before you ask a goofy question.
Who's texting you?
Vanessa.
She's done with her?
Yeah, we supposed to be going out, me, her sister, and all that stuff.
You're about to go out on the town.
Yeah, last night was ridiculous. Look, we left the house at 2 o'clock last night.
P.M. or A.M.?
A.
God damn.
We left the house. This fight is still going on?
Young Bucks in the 2 a.m.
We left
shit.
The house at 2 o'clock, right? No. My bad. 1 o'clock.
That's illegal.
We went down to the Golden Nugget.
The Golden Nugget of all places?
Downtown is popping, man. I don't know about you. Downtown is the spot.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that in the Golden Nugget?
Especially on First Friday. They got a nice little lounge up at the top. Mm. Drinks are always cheap.
Oh, so you guys have figured out where the cheap drinks are there for. That's,
downtown.
It's popping.
No, downtown. The Fremont Experience is that's the.
The new thing.
It's not really the new thing. Like, I've been going since.
Revamped.
Yeah, they revamped it. Exactly. Hmm. I mean, when you're there around 3, 4 o'clock, I mean, you still see the drunks like talking to themselves. Like, no lie. It's like, like, what are you doing? Then they look at you and laugh. When like nobody told a joke.
Remember that that nasty strip club that was inside, that was on the Fremont Experience?
Still there. I don't know if it's nasty because I haven't went in there
ever
since.
Since
the revamping.
Nah, them bitches got the union. They still there.
But those women, the ones that be standing outside, I think they're the hostess.
Hey, check this out. I was 27.
They be righteous.
I was 27 the last time I
hold
went,
on
been
before,
in there.
Before you finish that though. So we go out about 1 o'clock, right? We go downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to this place called, I don't know, it's right next to Insert Coins, which you would like Insert Coins.
What is that?
Insert Coins is what we've always dreamed of. It's a bar with based arcades around video games.
Oh shit.
So you have, you know, the bar in the middle, then you got booths where you, you know, get your drinks at, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then they have big flat screen TVs. And there's flat screen TVs all around the bar. Like you go in a regular bar and they have the sports up there. Mm-hmm. Except it's games up there.
Video games?
Video games. All current. Street Fighter, 2K, all that stuff. Then you got Super Nintendo stuff over there, Nintendo stuff over there. Then behind you, all around the bar, is arcade games. Old arcade games. Galaga, Ninja Turtles in Time, like
what the Pac-Man, fuck?
NFL Blitz, like all that stuff. Yeah, man, you'll love it.
And hey, you got, obviously you got to be 21 to go up in that one.
Yeah, it'd be packed. It'd be popping, man.
From all points of the time and night and shit?
Yeah, usually around like Friday night, Saturday nights. That's when it's live.
Damn, I think I just want to kick back and just sit back in my chair. And...
But yeah, so we went to a place next to there, right? As soon as I get in there, man, I see one chick just grinding on another chick, giving that smooth lap dance.
At where?
It's right next to Insert Coins. I think it's called like Friggers or something like that.
Friggers.
I don't know. I'm gonna fuck that name all up. But
the fuck kind of shit is Friggers?
It was right next to us. She was just grind. Right when I walk in, just grind mode. Just get. I was just like, mm.
Did you get an erection?
No. Hmm. I mean, they were kind of skinny, but she was moving. She moved like she knew what she was doing.
You was with your girl?
Yeah.
She was seeing it too.
Yeah, and then she kept trying to get me a lap dance and a threesome all night for some goofy reason.
What?
She was drunk, but she kept trying to get me a lap dance all night. Because after we left there, they wanted to go to the strip club, Crazy Horse 3.
And wait, what happened to 1 and 2?
Okay, so we got there at 1 o'clock, so about 2 o'clock.
No, what happened to Crazy Horse 1 and 2?
1, I don't know where 1 is. 2 is...
right there on Sahara,
like,
right?
Right on Sahara. 3 is all the way out there on like Russell and 215. Don't ask me about 4 or 5.
There are 4 and 5?
From what I've heard, yeah. I think 5 is in like a different state.
Oh, well, shit, that don't count.
Yeah. So, where was that?
That you guys were...
Okay, so after, so we go from there, then we go to the Gold Spike, right? Gold Spike is just like a nice little lounge bar. You pay $10 to get in. It's a big bar. They got pool... people was playing Foursquare,
but you were just in a place that had...
we didn't stay that long. We dipped out of there.
Why?
Yeah, we dipped out of there after there was... like, right when we got in that Friggers place, whatever I called it, mm-hmm. we left right out and we went to Gold Spike.
Why did you leave the Golden Nugget?
We parked at the Golden Nugget.
But you weren't in the Golden Nugget.
No, we just walked through and then went down. Because the people we were meeting were somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, I was headed to meet some folk.
Right.
Okay.
So then we go to this place called Gold Spike, which is pretty cool. Then after Gold Spike, I'm like, man, I'm ready to go home. It's like 4:30 in the morning. I'm tired.
Tired, boss.
But she's drunk, so she's still hype.
Dope tired.
And everybody else is hype.
Your girl is hype?
Yeah, she's still hype.
At 4 in the morning?
Yeah, she's drunk. So now they all want to go to Crazy Horse. So we go to Crazy Horse. Right at the beginning, the dude is like,
driving.
Of course. Then the fucking, what's his name? The bounce or whatever. He's just like, all right, it's $44 a person.
How much?
$44 a person.
Even with your local ID?
$44 a person. You didn't give a fuck.
That means y'all niggas can't get in there.
Women were, well, we can get in, but it's $44 a person. Even women weren't even free. Because the girls, though, they can get in free. He was just like, nah, $44 a person. I think they were getting on their nerves. Because the whole time, one of the dudes who was with wanted to get a bottle. And the bottle was like $450. And all of us was like, nah, man, nah.
When did they start charging at the door $44?
Don't know.
I think that you was a group of niggas, right? Was any white folks?
Nah, it was a... I think, no, me and her were the only black ones. Everybody else was like Puerto Rican, Mexican, like that.
They upped the price on y'all.
Oh, man. One dude was white. Yeah, one dude was
when
white.
When they saw you, he wasn't white enough.
One dude was white.
It's not a racial thing. It was just that, not them, $44 a person.
One dude was white. No, he wasn't like wild or nothing.
I mean, you don't have to be wild. You don't have to be ignorant.
I think they were just getting on his nerves. Because they first they wanted to get a bottle. Then they weren't sure they wanted to get a bottle. It was just a lot. And I'm just standing there like, man, I just want to go home. Mm. It was one of them type of nights.
They talking about bottle at the front door?
Yeah, because that's where you, you know,
God damn.
That's where you pay. Because you can't sit down unless you got it.
Y'all should have went like to the Hustler Club.
Nah, should have went home and went to sleep. What the fuck should have did.
So after that, where did you go? Because I know y'all didn't pay the 44.
Oh, went home.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, I was done, man. It was a fucking wrap.
Where'd you go home? Her house or your house?
Mine.
She came with you?
Yeah, she's always with me.
Yeah, I just went to sleep.
Yeah. And then she was like belligerent.
Trying to get it in?
No, she was just drunk.
Man.
She was just drunk. She was just loud. She's a loud drunk.
You're like, shh, motherfucking mama's.
What, like, what kind of drunk is your lady?
This one?
If she's ever drunk. Yeah.
She's powerful.
She's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
She did a lot of shit.
She did a lot of shit in her young age to make her immune to some shit. So she don't really get drunk. And
I don't know. When we had that sake, she was a little.
She smoked a lot of shit when she was younger.
She was a little hype when she had that sake.
She's hype. She just get louder, but she's
under
control.
She gets louder and louder, and then you just look like you really gotta get.
She don't slur. She just start being free.
just happy, huh?
Like, I don't give a fuck. Shit. Like, she just says things that she wouldn't normally say. Or just, it's freer to say things without thinking.
You was going to tell me something about that strip club on Fremont. You was 27. You went there.
That was the last time I've been in there. I wonder if them same people are still there stripping.
Why would it be the same people? You was 27.
I'm just saying.
That's like 30 years ago.
But they in the union. Yeah.
Yeah. You. So you're saying they were stripping at 20 and you were 27. So what, at 57 now? So
fuck you.
So if they were 18,
I fucking hate you, dude.
Then they, what?
I am 48
now.
Bitch, I'm 40 years old.
I got you. Look, we can't spend the whole show talking about your age. You want to talk about it?
I'm just trying to get you to understand
because
how old I am.
Every show your age comes up, man. Are you having like a crisis?
Every show you are the reason why my age comes up. And
did you go to the doctor yet?
And if I'm the older one and you the younger
did
one,
you
keep forgetting how old I am. That's the problem.
Did you go to the doctor yet?
We really going to put that on the airwaves?
I'm not putting it on the air. I'm just saying.
You just did. You're just trying to set me up.
Did you go to the doctor, man?
No, I didn't go to the motherfucking doctor.
You need to go to the doctor, man.
For what?
You know why you need to go to the doctor, man.
Why you gonna put my shit out on the streets?
I'm not just you need to go to the doctor, man.
We going there?
Go to the doctor.
We going there?
Go to the doctor.
I need some testosterone, y'all. I don't know what the fuck is going on. He just giggled because he was like, he did it.
Nah.
He did it.
I
put himself
nothing,
out there.
Man.
Every fucking time.
I don't know why you want to put your business out there like
because,
that.
Because, nigga, I don't. You did it.
But since you said it, man, let's talk about the testosterone.
Yeah, man, yeah. We had a friend, a mutual friend, talking about he had to check on some shit, and I was like,
Which, look, man, I'm gonna have it. I'm gonna have a little testosterone.
So I'm 40, and I keep seeing these goddamn commercials talking about by the age 40, you may be experiencing low testosterone.
Right when you get your.
I was like, what the fuck is this hinting?
So like, right when you hear somebody else say it, that's when you see the commercials. Like, man, what the fuck?
The commercial came on today.
Or were you seeing it before? Like, did you see it beforehand, or was it once you got the information?
I didn't give a fuck, but then when I got this information, I was like, And now since then,
yeah,
like clockwork, the motherfucking commercials be coming on. I'm like, So the only thing I'm nervous about is like belly weight expansion. And then like he was saying something about hard-ons.
Right.
Like the doctor told him, when is the last time you woke up in the morning with a hard-on?
I've always been told that that's the.
The one of the main signs of the low testosterone?
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't even remember last time Petey Pete was on growth in the morning.
Just up at dawn. Just ready.
No, man, it don't just. It worried me. I was like, oh, shit. I need to make that appointment.
Yeah. Get them pellets.
I don't know what the fuck.
But now you kept saying pellets. I need some pellets.
That's what he said it was called, pellets.
I need some pellets.
That sounds like rabbit shit.
They give dog. Yeah, it does.
Like when they take a shit, it's pellets.
It'd be rabbit shit pellets.
Little pellets all over the place that you got to pick up.
I wonder what them pellets is like. I wonder if like you eat the pellets. What's wrong with you, man?
Because you just blasted me on the airwaves.
I didn't blast you. I just asked if you wanted to
get the doctor. I got my office manager. She listens to this shit. Now she can be talking about.
Asking if your dick worked.
No, it works. Don't get it twisted, but it just don't work.
Whoa. You don't have to prove nothing, man.
I'm not finna whip the motherfucker out.
Calm down.
I'm not gonna whip it out.
Jeez.
In times of need, it is prepared and ready. It's not like I need the damn.
Why is it anytime?
Viagra.
Why is it anytime like your dick, like any man, like when your dick is mentioned, like that's when it's like you stand up for it. Like, nah, wait a minute. Like, don't get it twisted. Hold on. Don't get things fucked up. Like, you want to see it now?
It's a part of manhood. Shit.
It's just you know what I mean?
I'm in full function. Don't get it twisted. Like, I'm just worried about this belly fat and the fact that I ain't standing at attention in the morning like I used to. I just thought that was just because I was young and viral and shit that it would do that. Then I got old. Mm-hmm. I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. But I'm back in the gym.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
How you feeling about
man,
it?
Man, I feel really good about it. Sure. Trying to eat clean and shit. I've been posting shit on Facebook, motivational shit, watching my CT Fletcher, my Hodge twins. Shout out to the Hodge twins and CT Fletcher. Them motherfuckers be motivating.
CT Fletcher really gets me motivated.
He be like, I command you to grow, motherfucker. Mm. You don't tell me, I tell you. Grow, motherfucker.
I want to get that shirt that it's still your motherfucking set. I want to get that shirt.
Man. Man, we need to go. We need to go video. People need to see us.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Oh, speaking of that, networking last night. Mm-hmm. That was a good part that came, dude. Whatever, Jonathan, I got his number. He does YouTube videos.
He does them, or what do you mean by does them?
He does YouTube videos, so he wanted to link up. He wanted to link up with me.
Oh, that's nice.
So.
We need to make that shit happen.
Make it happen and get a link to this, and you know.
We didn't even get to see who won.
We could do what it do. And go to the statistics.
We know who won, but.
You got fucked up in the UFC game, man.
Dude, I ain't played the shit in since it came out. I'm on that Mortal Kombat. Can't nobody see me. Except for King Janine.
Nah.
Fuck him.
Whatever. He don't count.
Pokemon ass motherfucker.
So you beating everybody, huh?
Well, I put the works in.
I don't play that game enough to even get good at it. Of course I always you don't. Stop and play
you,
something
you
else.
You don't play enough because when I put that ass open on you, you're like, okay, that's his game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You
that's what you're saying.
Admit huh? it, dude, because you have whipped me in many a game and I have submitted to the will of the strength. But right now, this is my game.
No, so you're saying you've beat me to the point to where I don't want to play? That's what you're saying?
No, I was so far ahead of you in the game's movement you said, fuck it.
Oh, you think that's the reason why I stopped playing?
So then you started getting all these other games because you didn't have time for this. Because
I was done with Mortal Kombat. Because you made me done with Mortal Kombat is why
I think subliminally you were done with it. Because
that's what you're saying.
You took enough ass whoopings to say, okay, Pat's doing his thing, so let me go ahead and move on.
That's what you believe, huh?
I believe it.
All right.
I mean, because we can turn the game on.
I've only played the game approximately 4 times.
Why not? Why?
Because I have other games I play.
Mm, but why would you buy a game you wouldn't play?
I did play it, but then something else came out.
Yeah, something else came out and it didn't keep your attention. Because you was getting your ass whooped a little bit.
No.
I think that's what it was.
All right, so when I start practicing at it.
Practice makes perfect, motherfucker.
And then I start getting
But you got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah? I don't think I got
You know what you're going to do? This is what you're going to do. You're going to Lennox Lewis and Mike Tyson and that shit. When I'm done with the game, you're going to start getting better. No. And you're going to be like, hey, let's pop the Mortal Kombat in.
No, I'll get good in a month.
In a month?
Yep.
Do you need a month for the practice?
Well, because I have school, then I have other things to do, so I got to get my time in. So you got to give me time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't come home off of work and get straight to the game.
I don't do that either.
You used to.
I still do.
All right. So in a month, we'll be having a different conversation.
What? No, it'll be the same. You'll just be like, man, I ain't got time. I didn't have time for that game, man. Oh. Man, I got too much studying I had to do.
Nope.
Or it's going to turn out like this. We're going to play 2 or 3 games, and that ass is still going to get whooped, and you'll be like,
Why are you describing yourself?
No.
You're the one who loses 2 or 3 times, and you're done.
In those other games. But in this particular game,
If I get I'm running the show. If I get in your ass about five games straight, you're going to go, I need to go back to the drawing board.
Not five. Well, not five, maybe 10. After the 10th.
I need to go back to the drawing board.
After a 10 solid ass whoopings, I do need to go back to the drawing board because that's clear. You always
go back to the drawing
board. It's clear that you have the upper hand. And then
whenever
we
make you go back to the drawing board, you're gone. You're finished with the game forever.
I think that's what happened to you.
That's what happened. I didn't say I'm finished with the game.
You put it away. And it wasn't. I didn't. It's not important.
I didn't get rid of it.
It's not important
anymore.
You
will disappear from a game.
You have disappeared from this game.
For a good 6-7
months. I got
it
on two systems and I ain't seen you.
And that's all you play.
Right. Because it's the only thing that's out.
For you.
Right.
For you.
Okay. Why you ain't playing it? Why you don't play me?
I have other things I play.
How many times you been in my home and have not played me?
How many times do I come in your home, we record, and I leave?
A lot more of those than the game, but we haven't recorded for a while, and you've been over here more than now.
Okay, well, last week you had your barbecue.
And motherfucker, am I better than you at the game right now?
Yeah.
All right. That's all I was saying.
No, that's not what you were saying.
I just wanted to hear you say yes.
That is not what you were saying.
No, case closed.
No, you were saying you made me run from the game. See, this podcast has turned into something different.
I love it. You said yes.
This comedy has went all out the window.
So you admit defeat, right?
Yeah, I lost.
Good. How many times?
Plenty.
Against who?
Against you. I've lost plenty of times against you.
I feel so good right now. I don't need no testosterone. Beat this motherfucker's ass. Y'all don't understand. Okay, this little bastard came to my house at 14 years old. I'm running motherfuckers up and down in this wrestling game, and he comes over, and I was doing some moves, and I was showing out, and he got the pin.
I got the W.
He got the W, and for some reason, ain't been no more W's for me in no other games. And he was 14, so he's 28 now. That's a lot of fucking years of ass whoopings, okay? So to have the opportunity to whoop an ass or two.
For now.
It's great. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about what you saying to me right now about some motherfucking for now.
It's just good now.
Because every time you get better, I'm going to be getting better too, goddamn.
Yeah, you think so?
You think I'm going to just stay stagnant up in this motherfucker?
Yeah, you have a ceiling.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck you. You know what? And I'm going to beat your ass. You only use one fucking player, Mr. Raiden.
Yeah.
And I'm going to beat your ass with every motherfucker on there.
Not if I learn them.
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? I'm learning them too, goddamn.
Nah, wait till I learn them.
Wait till you learn them.
Wait till I learn them.
You've had the game since it came out. You ain't learned shit.
And I played four times.
Who plays a game four fucking times?
Somebody who has other shit to do at the moment.
You haven't played it four times, by the way, because you played it more than four times with me, you, and Brandon. And
No, I'm talking about here. in a sitting. I'm talking about like one time, that's a sitting. Another time, that's a sitting. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to just put this mint in my mouth because you talking nonsense. Yeah,
dude, put that
nonsense
mint in my mouth. Shut
right
the fuck
now.
Up. Let's change stuff.
It's just straight up nonsense. Yeah, we're going to change it. If you like, we can.
I mean, we can.
Because you lost, Rob.
I never said I did. I'll let you have this game then.
No, don't let me have a motherfucking thing.
I'll let you have it.
Don't let means.
You're happy about these W's, man.
It's a lot of W's.
I'll let you be happy about these W's.
I'm a bad motherfucker. You can't see that Scorpion. You can't see that Sub-Zero. That Kano. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You're talking yourself into like an ass whipping coming up, man.
Hey. Bring it.
All right, man. Give me a month.
A month? I don't even know what that shit is. Ain't no F's in that shit.
Give me a month. There's not even an N in what I just said. A month. That's that's M-O month.
It's M-U.
Like M-O-U-F.
M-U-M-F.
Nah.
A month.
Not in mine. Month. Month.
It's starting to sound Rick Ross.
Starting to sound like a roof.
Oh. Month.
Mm. Eat a dick.
No.
You gonna do that Charlie challenge?
What?
You gonna do that Charlie Chapman? Charlie Chapman? That Charlie challenge?
That motherfucker don't even speak. What the fuck kind of challenge is that?
No, the Charlie challenge, man.
What is that?
People on YouTube and summoning demons. I don't know why. The challenges are just getting stupider and stupider and like more and more dangerous. You know what I mean?
Don't fuck with demons.
Like first it was the cinnamon challenge, which could like collapse your lung.
That was some funny shit.
And like really fuck you up, like when people know them. Then it was like, I don't know what, like people smoking oregano or some weird shit like
what?
That. Then it was, now it's this Charlie challenge where it's like, you know what, man, let's summon a fucking demon.
I'm in love with oregano.
Let's summon a demon.
I don't want to talk about this shit. I don't have nothing to do with that shit.
Fucking Charlie, man.
Fuck Charlie.
I don't even like that name
Can
anymore,
we stop
man.
Saying it? For one of them motherfuckers show up in this motherfucker, man.
Oh, Charlie?
Nigga, please, can we
go? I'm saying it's Charlie.
The next man. Challenge. I'm talking the Coke bottle challenge. How about that one?
That one involves titties.
That's better to talk about. Shit,
yeah, man, beautiful titties.
You start invoking shit when you start bringing it up because you give shit power when you talk about it.
Like Charlie,
like that motherfucking new ass movie, that goddamn earthquake movie. What's that shit?
San Andreas.
That bullshit. And then we had a motherfucking earthquake.
Nah, man, that was San Andreas though.
San Andreas. As soon as they started talking about that shit, we had a goddamn earthquake.
That movie has been in production for the longest.
Regardless on what the fuck it is, when it manifested and the world started to see what was going on, we had
that's that old.
I'm not gonna say the shit no more because if we have another
earthquake,
one,
earthquake.
Oh shit!
You know how many earthquakes we have?
Man, can't I don't give a fuck.
A bunch.
Tsunami, motherfucker. Let's say another word to cancel that shit out.
Well, if we get hit with a tsunami, then California is completely fucked up.
It's over. If we get the tsunami, yeah, there is no California.
Y'all are done.
It's just Ornia. I mean, okay.
Shit is Atlantis now.
So I'm posting my motivational shit on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. I get to the gym. I post a picture of me in the locker room.
Somebody laughed.
Nah, the shit said that I'm in the gym.
Okay.
Then I'm on the bike after I did the workout. I'm on my bike doing my cardio. And this is the picture, right? And the setting says, focus.
I don't like that picture.
Right motherfucker there. Said, are you constipated?
That looks like, let me see.
Does that look like constipation?
I mean, like you sitting on the toilet sweating, man, trying to get it out.
Who the really people be sweating like that on the toilet? I ain't never had that situation.
When you're going to have some hot stuff.
You sweat? From your forehead?
When it's hot.
Well, I'm pretty sure it does happen, but that ain't never happened to me. But
or
anyway,
when you're sick.
So some
when you're sick and you got like
so I posted
runs.
Another one. That's what it would look like if I was constipated.
Now you look like you just busted a nut.
How does that look like? That doesn't look like a nut busting.
That's how you look.
And you made it a sound that people could they saw your face when you did that.
You look like you in like not after the bus, but like the build up.
Nah, I don't make faces like that.
Oh, you sit there like Cool Joe.
I'm like just, this. I'm like it's. I'm about to bus, babe. You ready?
Straight face. You look like that dude on the Raiders logo with straight face and eye patch. Like that. Look at it. That's how you look when you bust your nuts.
He just cooled in the motherfucker. He lost an eye though.
Look at the. Shot himself in the eye. He trying to look too cool. Eye. That's what he gets. He should have closed his eyes.
He had an aneurysm. He didn't make it. He didn't come back from it. One of them eyes.
Because he was trying to hold it in. Hold that coolness in.
Like when motherfuckers be sneezing, but they hold their nose. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're going to bust something in your brain. Something going to snap. Mm-hmm. You have a goddamn aneurysm. Let that shit out. It ain't supposed to stay in.
You do get self-conscious of the fuck face sometimes, though.
Not me.
At least I know I do sometimes.
Well,
sometimes I'm like, man, I got just goofy ass look on my face. Let me try to just keep my composure.
When I'm ready to bust, I make sure we're in missionary, and then I just
you can hide your face.
I just go right to the pillow to my face, like
you got to,
because my shoulders beat my elbows. You know, like
what the fuck is wrong with your elbows?
I'm holding myself up. I don't want to put my whole weight on the motherfucker. You be full on weight on the motherfucker when you be pat-papping.
I don't know.
You don't know. Ask her ass, Amanda, if you be letting her breathe.
Probably not. She don't let me breathe.
Well, how not? When she gonna talk?
Whenever she gets on top, and then like, you know, when women get that, you know, that nut coming, she just grabs me up and just, my face.
So you guys
just,
are body to body when she's on top?
Like whenever she can't hold herself up anymore. She just falls and it's just like, let it happen. And then she just, like, my face is dead in the shoulder. I'm just like, and it's like my nose and my mouth is covered. And it's a wrap.
Oh, whoa. The whole, she just.
Because women are fucking strong, man. Mm. It's just like, squeeze. Are you trying to break my neck? Mm.
Yeah. I realize I got a soldier in the bed. She's a champ when we get down. Because she could nut like 4 or 5 times and like still be wanting to go.
That's good.
Not like stamina, but she will let me finish without no issues.
That's something women can do though.
No. Some women are so sensitive after like one nut that they can't go no more because it's so sensitive.
Never met those women who can't go a couple times.
My doctor's having an issue with that right now. I'll bring him on the show and we can talk about it.
He's having an issue with not being able to go.
She won't let him. She wants to stop busting so she can prolong it so that because when she busts, she don't want to go no more. So she's like, oh, quit.
He just got to go ahead and just pump through that sensitivity. he got to just strong on it. Get your mother. Just keep pumping.
That's cruel, dude. That's so mean. Hey. Motherfucker, get yours. That's how you feel about it, huh?
Y'all get mine.
That's just mean.
It's not mean. She'll get it.
You too young to be talking about I'm getting mine. That's what old motherfuckers say, like myself, that I don't say because I still believe in chivalry. You guys killing that shit.
I never said she couldn't get hers.
Now she wanna call you.
I'm talking about after. Hold on. Hello? Why what?
Water break.
Hold on. Go ahead, say something.
Why didn't you call me back?
Because I'm in the middle of a show that you're on right now.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, we was talking about busting nuts.
What?
We was talking about busting nuts and how you get real strong.
He said you won't let him breathe. What's up with that?
I'll talk about whenever you're getting yours and like you grab me and you like shove my face in your shoulder. See that laugh? That's what I know it. See,
that's selfish. Like you, he could pass out.
She doesn't care about me passing out.
You don't give a shit.
He lets me.
You're strong.
You kind of strong though. You could not let her.
No, at when you moment. She's strong.
She damn near decapitates you.
No, she's strong.
She's strong, but you kind of, you like it because that.
I don't think you understand. Let her squeeze your hand.
No.
She's fucking strong.
Fuck, I want her to squeeze my hand for her. I like my hand. That's what I use for a living. My hands. Mm.
I'm sorry.
What you sorry about?
I'll try to get better at not doing that.
He must like it because birds of a feather flock together.
You say that a lot, but that's not necessarily true.
If it's not true, then you wouldn't allow the shoulder to be put in your mouth.
What am I gonna do? Hit her in the fucking kidneys?
You could just move your head to the left or the right.
Not if it's already buried in the shoulder blade.
That's a little woman. Your little petite ass shoulder is not that big to where it just
let her grab you. I'm telling you,
she just won't let you move. You like,
all right? You think I'm playing when I say she's strong? She's fucking strong.
Okay.
You should see when we pick up groceries. I'm taking like a couple bags. She tries to grab all the fucking bags. She's a one trip person. All these bags is going on them arms.
Yep.
I'm looking like I'm like
every little finger.
Yeah.
What about the eggs? Y'all don't come back for the eggs?
She gets that too.
With all the other bags.
All the other bags. And the eggs ain't even cracked when we get to the top of the steps.
That's your problem. You need to let her stop doing that shit so that she can't suffocate you. She getting strong.
What am I going to do? Stop her?
I mean,
hit her in the kidneys.
Turn your goddamn head to the left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you out of here?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'm on my way down there.
All right, I'll be up there. I'll call you when I'm on my way.
Okay, I'll see you.
Say bye to the show. Say bye to yourself.
Bye.
She's the one who listens the most.
You know y'all in still in the freshness of y'all relationship. She sounds still cute.
She is cute.
But she's no.
No, just motherfucker. No,
you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. No. She sounds very cute right now.
No, Tiffany is the one who's just like bye. Click.
Let me hold on. I'm gonna just prove to you.
Go ahead.
For the world.
Go ahead.
You guys heard her just now, and what I'm trying to explain is in the beginning of a relationship.
Yeah.
the voice is cute because the love and all that, right? So y'all heard that, right? Let me call my woman right now.
Do you notice how she regularly talks, right?
No, she had that cuteness in the beginning. No,
she talks like a white girl.
Who?
Her.
No, she sounded like a white girl, but it was cute. You could tell the difference between. We gonna talk about this shit in a year from now, and I'm gonna let her talk.
And you're gonna hear the exact same
voice. Oh my god! No, it's not gonna be like that. Mm. It's gonna be like, yeah. Yes, huh? Watch this.
Yeah, she's probably gonna say, "Why are you calling me?"
Just watch this.
You can't compare anybody.
I'm gonna compare. My girl happens. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Oh, you really fucking up right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. See this sweetness.
Why are you being so sweet right now?
Because I just took an ibuprofen because I'm not.
Oh, yeah. It has nothing to do with the ears, huh?
You don't have no pain. See, there we go.
That's because you kept drilling to someone. What's wrong with you? Why are you really messing up?
I just wanted to know why she was being all sounding all nice on the phone.
Because she's a nice person.
Well, am I supposed to be mad?
No, it's not that you're supposed to be mad. We're talking about the difference between how his girl called and it sounded like that fresh in love. Hi. And goo goo gaga. I said, now when I call my wife, it's going to be a lot different when she speaks.
She sounded exactly the same. She was happy. Hi.
Plus, it's company in there still. They still there?
Sure.
Okay, first of all, we're in bed.
You're upstairs?
Nice try.
She is fucking up all of your theories right now, man.
You in the bed right now? I was supposed to get something tonight.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, now you want, like, 3 nights in a row I was trying, and now you want to not. Now you want to.
I'm ready.
I won't be ready well, now. I'm still in the room.
I just took pills, Patrick.
Fine. You're going to have to get me in the morning then.
This is just gross.
It's not gross.
I don't want to hear this.
Are you guys still recording?
Yeah, recording right now.
No, we're not.
No, you're on it. You're talking on the show.
I would not do that.
Yes, he would.
I would, but
I think you would, but
can I get something in the morning?
This is on the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
You gonna cook breakfast?
Sure. What you want, girl?
I don't really want anything.
I got giggle.
I got some special sausage for you in the morning.
The giggle.
Oh no.
Oh no. What do you mean, oh no?
Oh, another giggle.
Good night.
Come in. Good night.
Oh. So go ahead. Okay. Finish your soliloquy you were going on earlier.
Fuck it, man. Navajo rugs.
That's exactly what that is. Navajo rugs. You want to explain what that means, man, for the people?
Nope.
You sure?
I'm not going to do it.
I'm going to do it for you. So there's this song out there, right? It's by Stolly. The song is called Navajo Rugs. No, what's it called?
It's called Navajo Rugs.
Okay, the song is called Navajo Rugs.
Why are we doing this right now, dude?
The song is called Navajo Rugs. Sorry, I keep laughing.
I think I had some incense that day that was probably like fucking with me a little bit.
And he goes, hey man, have you ever listened to this song? I'm like, what you mean? He's like, he's talking about his dad. As he's talking, his dad is Navajo Rugs. Did you know that? That's what you said, right? His dad's name is Navajo Rugs. I was like, Now, I kind of, in my mind, I was thinking, like, sounds like some bullshit. But I had to give him the benefit of the doubt. So he starts playing the song. And as he's listening to the song, you can see the look on his face. Like, what the fuck was I listening to? Because throughout the song, he doesn't say nothing about his dad, nothing about anybody being Navajo Rugs, and he just busts out of nowhere going, what the fuck was I listening to? It didn't have shit to do with Navajo Rugs being his dad.
Okay, hold on. First off, I'm listening to the song, and it's after work, and I'm driving home. Mind you, it's a 55-minute drive
down
there.
We should play the song at the end.
Mind you, it's a 55-minute drive, and I'm dog tired, and I'm falling asleep. So I think subliminally some shit was happening to me while I was listening to the song.
Fucking spirits was getting to you.
I mean, Navajo Rugs, that means there's some Indians in there somewhere, so maybe. I don't know what the fuck was happening. I just started laughing again because I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? Because it don't have shit to do with his daddy.
Dude, I sat right there at the edge of that bed with
just, we cried laughing.
Just looking at you as I saw the look on your face go, like, man, what the fuck was I listening to? Like, you was waiting on the part to confirm what you were talking about. And as the song came toward an end, you were just like, wait a minute.
Was it this song? I was hopeless at that moment. And it was so wrong. It was so wrong and not even close.
Not even
that close. I just started laughing in hilarity because I was outed and it was just me and him. And it was like, you are officially one of them motherfuckers that say shit that don't have shit to do with shit. I'm that dude. I was that dude at that moment. I was like, wow. So that's our little thing. Every time I start saying something that may not,
it may be a little bullshit.
If it's a little bullshit, we'd be like, Navajo rugs. Navajo rugs. That puts you right in place, like, nigga, you don't know what the fuck you talking about, right?
Yeah, now. Man. So pretty much that includes what, conspiracies, or like if you way off in the conspiracy, though.
No, it could be Navajo rugs. I felt like I lost a lot of credit with that one.
The Navajo rugs,
because that was so you. And, you know, unlike other people, I realize how much credit I lost with that shit. And I'm not trying to recover. I'm just allowing you to allow me to regain my credibility because that was so off and so wrong. I was like, oh, my God, this is, what is going on here? This is not the same song. This is not the same song.
No, it wasn't even close.
I was trying to find pieces too. Maybe he dedicated it to him.
Somebody could have said that song was about Billie Jean, and both of y'all would have been talking about like the same.
It was horrible. Oh my God, what was I thinking?
He did mention his dad like at the end, but it was like during like he was talking.
I thought like there was a moment when it was a kid talking,
his daughter,
and but I thought it was like a No, I don't. I'm not even trying to explain that
manifestation
shit. Of what? Him as a young kid, and then he was growing up as the conversation kept going, and he was talking to his father. I don't know.
I was right. And here's the problem.
Have you ever been high, but not high from drugs, but because you were tired, you kind of almost got high?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's exactly what happened to me. I was on the peace pipe.
You was on the sleep pipe, huh?
Oh man, it's hard getting home from work.
Now, that drive is ridiculous.
That drive is stupid. It's fucking stupid,
bro.
You're
out there by Crazy Horse 3. Probably past it, right?
Crazy Horse 9, nigga. That's where I'm at.
Hey, man, you want to share your Mayweather story?
So I'm at work, right?
Yeah.
And my job is right next door in our little business section. We're right next door to a Panda Express. And these three Mercedes pull up. One white one and the black ones on either side of it, and they just take up like 9 spots, cause they parked like diagonal.
That's the way dicks park, man.
Yeah.
Anybody that's parked like that is a dick.
So it's lunchtime.
I seen a dude do that and he didn't even have a new car.
He just did it on.
He was just
on
a dick.
Straight
just
asshole.
Just off the strength, like I'm gonna go ahead and park like this. It was like a 96. Pickup or something like that.
So I've never seen a Mercedes like this white one. Mm-hmm. So the ladies up front were talking about the cars, and I was like, but it was lunchtime and I needed a drink to go with my food, so I was just gonna run over to Panda.
Your office like on the same,
like literally like like if I walk out of my door and I start walking to the right, five steps is Panda Express.
Gotcha.
So I just open that door and go in there and get whatever I want to get. So I was actually going to get a drink. And as I opened my window, I'm staring at the white Mercedes and I'm walking at the same time, but I see this, you know, figure, but I don't look at the figure. And I was like, man, somebody got some seriousness going on right here. I'm talking about the vehicles. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, is that right? I was like, yeah, man. I turned around, turned and looked at him, and it was him. It was money. Mm-hmm. And I say, money. Mm-hmm. He goes, what's up, man? And as he says that, like, I realized what was happening at that moment. The goon squad came, but they were already there. See, they were talking amongst each other, but the way that they like perimetered the situation was like around
the complex,
not around the complex, but right there in front of the Panda Express and my office.
Oh, okay.
So they were they had their backs turned towards him because they were looking in the outward. But because my door was inside of his zone, anybody that was in my office would have been able to get right to him.
Right.
Which I was right neck. We were right, side by side.
Right.
And they missed it. So when I said the word money, they all turned around and started like creeping a little bit.
Well, because you said the wrong word.
I was excited. It was
you,
him.
You should have said, hey, champ.
Motherfucker, I didn't know what was going to come out my mouth.
Yeah, but money is probably the last one that should have came out after a dude that's worth like, what, $700 million or something like
that? Hey, it was him.
Money!
As they started converging, I was like, mm-mm, nope.
And he got some big-ass bodyguards, too.
Them motherfuckers was huge.
Like, they beyond
bodyguards. It was one big-ass black dude, one big-ass Italian, and I didn't even have a chance to see the rest because I darted. I didn't run. But I really made tracks.
But Mayweather walked off, though.
He was walking towards his vehicle.
After he said, what's up?
As he said, what's up, he was looking at his phone. He never looked up at me.
Because he probably didn't even pay attention to the bodyguards around.
No, he knew they were there. And he was comfortable in his situation.
They were coming toward you, was what I'm saying.
He knew. He knew everything. He was very aware of everything around him.
That they were creeping toward you?
But he was not concerned because he wasn't worried about me because he knew that everything was under control.
Oh, okay.
And if had I said did anything crazy, then it would have got smashed up. Mm-hmm. So he already knows the outcome. So because he knew that, he had nothing to worry about. So he just kept walking towards his vehicle, and he got in the car, and they was like walking like.
As he's in the car, they're still walking towards you.
But not running, but like just look like a walk, looking like, at me in my eyes like.
Surveying you like
yeah they were surveying me like what might happen,
what's your temperature look like what is it?
Yeah,
is
and maybe if I get a little closer I can assess this even better,
because they probably heard money, so they said, well, let me see what this dude means by money.
Right. I don't know, but what whatever you, it was amazing. And then I just walked into the Panda Express. I was like, mm-mm, nope. And I looked at pointed to my shirt and said my little insignia of where I work. I was like, mm-mm, nope, see,
isn't right that what here. You did?
Yeah. And I just went in there and got my drink.
No. Look.
Oh, and he kind of waved him off once he sat in his vehicle. He kind of like did the.
Wait, let's go.
And they just turned around and got in the vehicles and
he was ready to get out of there. He had a plane to catch, man. I don't even know if it was a plane to catch. It's probably a private jet.
Listen, man. Oh, no.
To get the entire fuck out of
there. No, listen. That was the money. It was the night that they were going. It was the.
Golden State Warriors?
Golden State Warriors. And he was there at that fight. And all those dudes that were there right there were with him at that fight.
At that game.
So he literally got his Panda Express, went home, showered, and they took a flight.
Or he probably took a shower on the flight.
Maybe. Listen,
some
if you were
stuff when you hit that much money, man.
Jay, let me ask you a question.
I'll be an ass.
Here's a question. You going to eat Panda Express when you worth $700 million?
Yeah.
Really?
Because that's how you stay rich.
Panda motherfucking Express?
Yeah.
There's other things I can eat.
I still eat Panda. I still eat McDonald's. Like, I still eat Burger King. No,
fuck McDonald's.
And that dude loves McDonald's, man. He's always eating McDonald's.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to. I'm going to indulge.
We know you are, man.
But look, it's not like I'm going to fly some flounder in from Dubai or some shit. I'm just going to upgrade. My steak ain't going to be a Walmart steak no more. It's going to be a Omaha steak from the Omaha steak store.
I still get a Walmart steak.
Nah, man. That's not, I mean, when you talk about staying rich, I don't think I'm going to go bankrupt when I'm worth $700 million on upgrading my food intake. Like, Panda Express is like that last resort Chinese food when you ain't got no good Chinese food around. At least I'd be ordering out.
Hey, you know, that's not what he was doing. He was driving around, probably looked and said, let's go to Panda. It's right there.
Dude, you.
Is Panda nasty to you?
Yeah, it's not very good.
Oh, well, that's your opinion.
He may no like shout Panda. Out to Panda Express.
He may way. Like it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he did because he was there.
There you go.
And I went in and started talking to the ladies. He was like, he's always here. And they always causing ruckus. I'm like, what kind of ruckus? No, you know, he just wants to be seen and noticed. And his entourage and all that are just ignorant.
I don't like his entourage.
Well, I think it's all of it is just to keep it.
Mayweather, the person, is cool.
I think he's a cool dude.
You ran into him I ran into him at the mall before.
Every time
I've had ran into him at a gas station.
Every time I've had
and
run
he was completely
him.
Cool. Hey man, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
Like, he's never been an asshole. I don't believe that. I think that's just a front. I think that's just for I don't know what it is.
He is an asshole, but like when it comes to just like normal people.
But aren't
like
we just, all assholes from time to time? We can be.
Yeah,
assholes.
We all are, but we're also nice to just regular people in general.
Right.
Some random dude says hi. Hey, what's up?
I heard Michael Jordan was a dick.
Michael Jordan is a dick, man.
Like a full on dick.
That nigga don't tip for shit either.
I on Facebook, and Chameleonaire just outed his ass.
Why? Because he don't tip?
No, he said.
Because anybody who works on the strip will let you know that Michael Jordan don't tip, man.
No. Chameleonaire was at an auction, and he was buying some shit, and he bought an authentic Michael Jordan jersey. No, some shoes for 7 G's. He spent $7,000 on Michael Jordan paraphernalia.
Okay, he's a Jordan fan.
The next day, he's at a function, and a lot of basketball stars were there. Paul Pierce, him, Michael Jordan, Spike Lee, and a bunch of other people. And he saw Mike from the corner of his eye, and when he saw him, he didn't want to, like, front him or nothing. But he,
up on him.
So, but after, as time passed, he was taking pictures with these girls or whatever. And then he walked up to Mike and was like, "Hey, man, do you mind if I get a picture?" And then Michael said to him, "Man, I don't take no pictures with no niggas." And then he looked like he said, that's exactly how he said it. Chameleonaire said that. He said, "What?" He's like, "Dude,
I don't take pictures with niggas either."
He said, "Dude, I just spent 7 G's on some shoes from an auction from you, dude." He was like, "I'll tell you what, if you buy, I'll give you an authentic jersey myself for $15,000, and if you buy that from me, I'll give you a picture."
So he was charged them for the picture, huh?
And then Chameleonaire got mad as shit, and then Spike Lee was like, no, Paul Pierce went to Michael Jordan and was like, "Hey, man, that's Chameleonaire." And then Michael was like, "I don't give a fuck."
Wait a minute, did you see this? Or are you making
this? I saw this. This is not Navajo Rugs.
This
is
a video? This isn't no Navajo Rugs. This is a video? Or
I was on Facebook.
Or is this Chameleonaire saying what's being said?
This is Chameleonaire telling us what happened.
I like to hear Paul Pierce's account of it.
We should put that shit on the show right now just so I can prove that it's not. If I go on YouTube, it's got to be on YouTube.
Like somebody took a video. Yeah. Did you just step on a frog?
But. Why is her? No, it's Chameleonaire actually talking about this.
Oh, he's explaining like what's going on. I never even heard of this. I'm actually surprised that you know some shit before me.
Chameleonaire.
I don't know how to feel about this.
Michael Jordan. Oh, there it is.
You know what I think about Michael Jordan, though?
Check this out. Just listen.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got everybody paying attention.
How long is this?
Seven. I know a lot of y'all be asking 7 minutes? About this Michael Jordan story, right? Everybody like seeing me always talking crazy about Michael Jordan. Let me explain to you. I saw Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan at this Michael Jordan party. It was at his
Michael
party.
Jordan at this Michael Jordan party.
And I never. I know it's rumors that I asked him for an autograph and he said no, or like that's a lie. I saw Michael Jordan.
Niggas.
I'm at a party, and I don't ask nobody for nothing. I never do. I don't like when people overly do it to
me. Michael Jordan call somebody.
Saw
man,
Michael
he's
Jordan
dark as shit.
Taking
he's
pictures.
Smoky black.
Chocolate with girls. Nigga. Dark
he's
nigga.
Like, his eyes
no,
is all red
he's
like a nigga. Like
people,
he smoke all the
and
time.
He's taking pictures and he's just. And every now and then taking pictures. You know what I'm saying? So then later on, you know what I'm saying? I seen him and it was like, "Oh, there go Mike." And he's standing over there.
Pause it right there. That's probably why Michael Jordan thought he was a nigga. You hear how many times he said, you know what I'm saying, in the middle of that sentence? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Chameleonaire is definitely a
nigga. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? But the way he kept saying, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, after he kept saying, you know what I'm saying?
Don't even like my brother.
No, he don't look like your brother.
I like my brother.
No, he doesn't. Your brother ain't got a big-ass flat nose like that.
Well, not the nose, nigga, but just the
that's all I see essence. When I see Chameleonaire.
You just see the bell pepper ass
see
nose.
The big-ass flat nose. Chameleonaire is sick, though. He's a good rapper, but I ain't heard from that dude in a while as far as rapping goes. Oh, play. But yeah, the know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Boston Celtics. He was with Spike Lee. He was with...
see, I told you
that. I don't know, some other people.
I believe you.
And,
see, no,
I was
not
just
a whole
like,
rug.
Man, this is just that one moment where I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go say, I'm going to ask Mike for a picture. And then
exciting.
I said, I went over there. And I said, "Hey, fellas, you know, nobody was talking. They was just chilling, whatever, right?" And I was just like, "Man, I don't mean to be rude, but Mike, I just want to know if it's, about to get a picture. And then, now, I understand. I kind of expected him to say no. So I wasn't mad if he said no. But the way he said it, he said, oh, hell nah, man. I ain't taking no pictures with no niggas.
I told
and
you.
And he said it like that. And I was like, I kind of got stunned for a second. Because I was like, niggas. Wait a second. I don't think he heard. I turned back and my boys are just looking at me like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of thought that he didn't hear what I said. And I was like, keep in mind, I had just came from a Reggie Bush event. Everybody knows about the Michael Jordan jersey, right?
Reggie Bush.
Me and Reggie Bush was doing this event, right? And he was auctioning off these jerseys. So I had to keep on raising my hand and bidding for these jerseys, right? And it was like, it was a Michael Jordan jersey, an Allen Iverson autograph, the Shaq, man, a Vince Carter. There was a whole bunch of jerseys, right? And I kept raising my hand. It was like 1,000. I raised my hand. They said 2,000. Some dude raised his hand. And they said 3,000. I raised my hand. They said 4,000. We kept going back and forth. And then I finally went over to him at 7,000. It was like, hey, man, stop raising your hand, man. You don't want them jerseys? And he was like, I said, man, how about
we stop?
And then we both split the jerseys at 7,000.
So he punked somebody out the jersey.
He was like, all right, cool. So we didn't raise our hands no more. And then they said, sold to Chameleonaire and that guy right there for $7,000. So the guy tells me that he wasn't even tripping. He didn't even want to get the jerseys. He was just trying to show off to Kim Kardashian, who was on the stage. I was like, man, this dude that made me pay $7,000 for these jerseys, and he didn't even want the jerseys. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, whatever, right? I'm telling Michael the story. I'm like,
you don't want nothing to do
with it. I just bid $7,000 for a Michael Jordan jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then he goes, you know what? I'll tell you what. You pay $15,000 right now for a jersey from me, and I'll take a picture with you.
Extortion.
And keep in mind, Michael Jordan's real tall. He's looking down on me. And I'm looking up, and I'm like, man, I've never been so heated in my life, man. My heart just started racing like, I'm about to steal off on this fool.
Sure.
And I thought about all the times when I used to pause the little video game or the basketball game and draw the picture of this dude dunking. I thought about all the times when I seen John Starks come baseline and just dunk on them fools. I thought about the time when Allen Iverson crossed them over, and I was like, what? Jordan, how you let Allen Iverson cross you over? Like, big Michael Jordan fan. And it's just the way he did it. And then, who was it? Paul Pierce. So one of them was like, yo, hey, man, chill out. That's Chameleonaire, man. Paul Pierce, he was like, I don't give up. And he cursed. He said, I don't give up, nigga. And I was like,
Joe was,
and then you know
up.
What I did? I just sat there for a second. I just sat there and looked at him. And then I turned to Sprite Lee. I said, you know what? I appreciate
that's...
it.
I shook Sprite Lee's hand. It's pretty fucked up.
Shook Spike Lee's hand. Just kept pushing
and
him.
And bounced out after he got niggered.
He got niggered. He got treated like a nigga and everything.
Your stardom meant nothing to that billionaire. You are just chameleonaire, not cabillionaire, nigga.
But I've heard certain stories about Michael though, man, and that he believes his hype.
It is. How can he not?
But the problem is when you start believing into the hype, like when the humbleness goes away.
It's gone.
It's horrible.
Like, I don't think I'll buy no Jordans no more.
No, yeah.
We just promote.
I mean, I don't buy them now.
We promoting a motherfucker that do not give a shit about us.
I ain't give a fuck. Take pictures with no niggas.
I ain't taking no pictures with no niggas.
He was Samuel Jackson on Django just now.
That nigga is cabillionaire. He don't need to be fucking with a chameleonaire.
Nah. I mean, look, honestly,
it's Michael Jordan.
Let's be real. He can be addicted to chameleonaire because, like, what is really chameleonaire going to do?
Nothing.
He ain't hot in them streets no more.
He probably didn't even know who he was. Even after he said he was chameleonaire, he was like,
you give a fuck about no chameleon, gazillion, millions, dillions.
Nigga, do you know who I am? I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
Like, and then he probably choked the fuck out of chameleonaire too. Slapped him.
No, he probably
My suit so tight. That. He started rubbing himself.
Suit so tight.
Jordan's an asshole, dude.
Dude, I see.
And he don't tip.
But none of that has to do with me. I don't give a shit. I know I'll never meet no Michael Jordan. I won't even get close
even
to him.
Even if you did, just know he don't take pictures with no niggas.
I would not ask. I wouldn't even throw up the peace sign to his ass. I saw Michael Jordan and nobody would believe me. They would Navajo rug me.
I've seen Michael Jordan.
Like, in real life?
In the casinos. Man, he stays in Vegas. Well, not stays in Liz, but he's just always here.
And you seen him?
Yeah, walking through the casino. I seen him walking through the wind, and I seen him walking around Aria.
I think I've been in the wind maybe once. I need to get back on the strip. I need to learn my city.
Oh, man, I seen the stadium last night.
What, the soccer stadium?
The stadium.
Of what?
Whatever it is we get, but it's a fucking stadium.
Ice hockey.
I'm hype.
You gonna go?
Hell yeah.
To the hockey.
Yep. Detroit Red Wings will no longer be my favorite. It'll be the Las Vegas whatevers.
You are battle born for real.
Yeah. So I'm from. Born and raised.
Wow. That's good shit. Yeah. I just can't be a...
We get a hockey team. We get UNLV a basketball team. Fan. We get a...
I like the colors. UNLV
Rebels. The basketball. Yeah. Mm. That's all we got is basketball.
Didn't they lose to Wyoming this year?
Probably.
That's not right.
Probably.
How you let a bunch of Wyomings beat you? Shout out to Wyoming.
Wyoming isn't that bad, probably.
No, they not bad. They was good.
Yeah.
They won the conference, the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah.
It's crazy. My wife is from Wyoming.
We haven't won the title since 91. That's the last time we won the title.
You a diehard fan.
Yeah.
I can't fuck with them.
Okay, well, what's your college team?
None. I'm a North Carolina fan.
I am too, but I'm talking about
when it comes to basketball.
You don't like your states?
I like USC. Yes, I do like USC.
All right.
But I like Notre Dame, and I like Oregon.
But what's your team?
I don't know. I don't really. Basketball is North Carolina, period. Football, it's USC. Notre Dame, Oregon. Like I said, those are my favorites.
And you're also, what are you talking? You're a Raiders fan.
I'm a Raiders fan, tried and true.
Yeah.
What they got to do with what we was talking about?
You're telling me being a
don't talk about my Raiders.
Basketball.
Let's not talk about my Raiders.
You're a fucking
dude.
Raiders fan.
What the fuck is that? How do you blend those?
When's the last time y'all went? 2000 or something? So y'all gonna
go? We got championships, y'all nigga.
So do we.
We have so many championships.
How many is that? When you say
a lot,
so many,
more than three.
Look that up before you Navajo rug it.
I know we got more than three.
You got four. You don't have five.
That's a lot of goddamn championships.
I'm asking how many you have.
I don't know.
You could go from I know to you know.
I know that we have more than three.
All right, let's look this up.
Or three. I know we got more than two.
Better hope this shit says.
Ask Siri.
More than
hey,
two.
Hey, bitch. How many championships does the Raiders have?
You talk to her like a regular. Hey, does she probably mad you called her a bitch.
Let me have a look. Here's what I found on the web for how many championships does the Raiders have?
Found it already. Three. See? 76, 80, 83.
And?
So UNLV's won a title before y'all. I mean, since earlier than y'all won one.
How you connecting the dots here? This is not how you connect college to pro football.
Yeah, but I have a sucky team right now. You have a sucky team.
And they
right
went
now.
To the in 2000. They went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know we went to the 16, like 2 years ago. So I'll take it.
That's not the Super Bowl.
I'll take it. Nothing is the Super Bowl. Let's be honest.
And we got cheated.
I mean, you keep thinking that.
We did. Tom Brady ass.
Sure. What was this? Is that the tuck rule thing everybody
talks
about?
Yes.
I'm not going to speak on that part of football.
Because it was fucked up.
Whatever.
And then we went again. But the dumb Al Davis made a bitch move. You know,
Did y'all play when you went again?
When we went to the actual Super Bowl, we lost against... The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It was Tampa. That's Warren Sapp was on that team, right?
Yeah, we had
quarterback Gannon.
Yeah, we had Chucky, which was our coach. In the middle of the season, they fired.
I'm ready to talk because I don't even think it's.
They fired him. Then he goes becomes.
Who's Chucky? That was your
coach Gruden. Mm. So they fire Gruden, and then he goes to the Bucks.
Well, that's what y'all fucked up.
And the coach that they hired was just his substitute, I mean, like his assistant coach.
Yeah, so y'all
so fucked they, up. They kept his same playbook, and he realized in the Super Bowl, these motherfuckers are running my plays. Don't they think I can't defend my own plays?
Nope.
And he defended his own plays, and they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, y'all shouldn't have been fucking up. I can't even talk about Raiders. I actually like the team. I like the colors. I like the jerseys.
That's what got me. That's why I'm still here.
I think most people who are Raiders fans like the jerseys first. Like, they probably latched onto the jersey. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you look and you see a football team? You're just like,
it was a lot that got me. Like, John Madden was the coach. and John Madden football.
When was that? Wasn't he like in the 70s?
He was the one who got them championships. He was the coach. 80.
Well, the last one was 83.
Yeah, he was the coach. And and that's how he became the man because football of what he did.
Football back then.
Oh, it was real football then.
No, what I mean by it wasn't football, like, you know how it is now? Like, it is the number one sport. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like back then, it was like number two or three.
They still trying to call baseball the number one sport.
Whoever's doing that needs to shut the fuck up. Probably go ahead and take the 15 to the 10.
You
better
be careful. You might not make it. He's talking about them being. Fuck. I apologize on his behalf.
Nah, don't apologize on my behalf.
Hey, man, them motherfuckers, them baseball fans is fanatics.
What about it? They're idiots.
You just don't know because you've been here in Nevada so long.
Sit there for 100 and, what is it, 82 games?
That's a lot of sports if you could get into it. We wouldn't be complaining right now if we were baseball fans because we had that.
We ain't got nothing now. I like baseball once it's October.
Close to playoffs.
Once it's playoff time, then that's when baseball makes sense.
But it don't make sense right now.
There's no reason for it to be 182 games.
That's a lot of games.
That's two hockey seasons.
That's a lot of sports, bro. That's
two basketball seasons.
That's
man.
A lot of sports. We that's, could be.
That
we,
is the only sport where I can be in the outfield making calls at the same time.
Dude, if we liked baseball right now, we wouldn't be in this drought. We are in a drought because basketball is almost done.
Look, man, I refuse to just give in to a sport to where I can be out of shape and make it at the same time.
They can. Them big motherfuckers can run.
The big Poppy's gut just hangs.
So did Babe Ruth. That motherfucker was the pitcher and
what I'm
the,
saying,
the home run hitter.
You don't have to be in shape to play baseball.
That's kind of shape. It's a shape.
It's round. Circle.
And it revolves around a round obtuse. Circle. So they got it. I mean, that's why it's America's game because it's
games. No. It's not America's game. It's America's pastime.
Which means it's a motherfucking game. No.
Pastime. That's why the fucking seasons were so long. Because back in the, 50s and 40s, there was nothing to fucking do. There was no TV. You went to the baseball game. You watched doubleheaders in a day.
Hey, I could go to a baseball game and watch one.
I can watch.
I can't sit in a chair and watch it on TV.
When though. I watch, though, I actually don't necessarily watch the entire game.
What are you doing?
When I go.
Eating sunflower seeds and hot dogs?
I'm eating food or, you know, I'm watching a little bit of the game. Then I'll go off and talk or whatever it is I do. I never sit there and just watch from inning one to nine.
Well, if I paid, I'm going to be watching. Like, I know
it's
that
fun
I have,
going. Don't get me wrong. It's fun going.
I go to the 51s games out here.
Yeah, those are fun, too.
And I enjoy myself watching those games, bro.
Of course.
So I can imagine myself going to the Dodgers games out there and really, because my father used to take us to a lot of Dodger games. And I loved baseball being there in the family.
I mean, that was my second sport. That's what I used to play.
But I can't sit and watch it. It's like watching golf.
I wish I would have kept playing baseball.
It's like watching women's basketball.
I wish I would have. Yeah.
No, it's not.
I'd rather watch women's basketball.
Not, well, you got me there because I'd rather watch baseball over that.
I'd rather watch women's basketball.
You just love basketball so much that whatever's happening.
Baseball's boring to watch. If the game means nothing, baseball's boring to watch.
Can't watch a bunch of women dudes playing ball. Let me just leave it at that. I didn't want to say nothing that could offend people.
I mean, I'm not even going to elaborate on that.
They strong faced it. You ever seen a fine one?
Yeah, I've seen one.
Taurasi, she ain't cute.
Who's that?
The one that looked like the greatest women's basketball player of all time.
Lisa Leslie or Cheryl Swoops?
No. Taurasi.
Nah.
Look her up. She cold blooded.
Yeah, Cheryl Miller didn't even play.
Cheryl Miller.
She looked just like Reggie.
She looks stronger than Reggie.
She looked just like Reggie.
Who texted me?
Yeah, I know. I seen it.
Hey, man, you want to wrap up? We've been talking about a long fucking time.
How long is a long fucking time?
Shit, I don't know.
It's 10:30. Yeah, we can wrap it up. Hey, y'all. Not every episode is a home run.
You said not every episode is a
not
home run?
Not every episode is a home run.
You don't think we knocked this one out the box?
Yeah, you know, it was what it was.
Talked about my...
Your dick.
Yeah. And Navajo rugs. That was pretty good.
Navajo rugs.
That shit was funny.
Fucking baseball, man. Oh, am I back on? I'm back live? Hey, man. So what we're going to do, So y'all can go ahead and hear what Patrick heard. Hopefully you can hear him talking about his dad or whatever. We're going to go ahead and let y'all decipher, see if y'all hear Navajo Rugs talking about his dad.
Fuck you, man.
Slippers dreaming through this peace pipe, praying in the dark, hoping that I see light. Trying to stay sharp with a dog vision. Got a couple heathens with me, trying to bombard the system. My man just went to jail and brought a gun charge with him. On top of that, other felonies. I told him, hold his head, I'll make sure he lives through these melodies. I hate to see him trapped, wish these raps could just set him free. Whoever thought selling hard would get you 17 or 17? I mean, yesterday was everything if there's no hope for tomorrow. And money ain't everything, I could go broke tomorrow. Sometimes I find happiness in a broke down cigar.